Hello and welcome to this CINCOM podcast, What to Measure When You're an Analytical Newbie. My guest today is Sheila Wilson, a consultant in the contact center industry. Hello, Sheila.
Hi, Randy.
Sheila, I understand you presented this week down at the ICCM conference in Orlando, Florida, on this topic of analytics. I would like to explore some of those topics you talked about at the conference, and let me start by asking, Sheila, what is the difference between reporting and analytics, and when would a contact center use one versus the other?
Good question. I think the major difference between reporting and analytics is that reports are just a predefined format of metrics. You're usually obtaining the metrics on the fly in a near real-time basis, and they're very one-dimensional. They're telling you how many calls are coming into your call center in a day, what the abandon rate is, but there's really no juice behind it. And with analytics, it gives you the ability to slice and dice your data. So it's not just talking about the metrics, but it's talking about the measures and the information about the customer who's calling in, about how long the agent is taking to interact with that customer. Are they able to resolve? It really tells the story of what the client's pain points are. And not only that, it gives you the opportunity to investigate your call center. It lets you see trending. It lets you see sources of patterns, gives you the opportunity to uncover problems as well as successes. And it gives you a vertical as well as a horizontal view into the data of your call center.
Okay. Well, it all sounds really powerful, but also maybe a little complicated. How do you recommend that clients get started with reporting and analytics?
Well, they just need to start somewhere. Most call centers have reporting. They tend to have telephony measures, and that's a lot of what call centers focus on is what's coming into their switch, and are they answering the calls? How long is it taking to answer? What's the abandon rate? Those sort of measures, which is really what you find in reports. If you're looking to add analytics, you have to take some time to sit down and understand what your business is all about, which sounds pretty obvious, but a lot of call centers and contact centers don't really get what it is that they need to measure. They're going through and answering problems, they're resolving issues, but they're not seeing what it is that they want the big picture to be for their contact center. So I think once you define your measures, then you can implement the tools to get that information out of your data.
Okay. Well, speaking of the big picture and what you want to measure, there's so much attention today being given to customer experience management. What contact center metrics do customers actually care about?
That is a very good question. Being at that conference yesterday, you heard a multitude of answers to this. A lot of call centers think that it is a one-call resolution, meaning when your customer calls into the call center, they're able to get their issue resolved on that phone call. And that's not necessarily true. We've noticed a couple of things yesterday. Sometimes when your customer calls in, it's not possible to do a one-call resolution. They just want to know that somebody on the other side of the phone cares. There was a lot of conversation about emotional energy interaction with your customers, not just being a cold body on the other side giving information that doesn't necessarily help. And I did hear a lot yesterday about customers are willing to be on hold longer if they're getting their issue resolved. And so it changes kind of the thinking of contact centers saying, let's just get these phones answered and maybe have to escalate each and every call. Well, that's not helpful for customers. They would rather wait on hold a little bit longer, have a little bit more talk time and emotional energy with the person on the other side of the phone and get their issue question resolved.
Studies that I've seen show that a lot of contact centers are so worried about average talk time, yet customers don't worry about how long they're talking to the agent as long as it's a good experience.
That's exactly true. There was measures yesterday saying that about 90 seconds is really what customers are looking for when it's a quick call. But if there's something that they need to investigate, they don't care how long it takes to get it resolved as long as they know that the person on the other end is actually caring and understanding what their issue is.
I know one of the other things that you talked about is how you could use reporting and analytics to actually change your business. Can you give us some examples of that?
Sure. With analytics, you get to see the trending that's happening within your business. And it also allows you to almost think of it as a blanket effect where you can measure not just your contact center, but see all of the touch points that your customer is interfacing with within the organizations in your business. So your customer may come into sales, and once they're sold, they may never touch sales again. And then they're calling into your contact center, your help desk, your marketing, etc. With analytics, you're able to see the trending of how that customer is interacting with your business and where can you cross-sell, where can you upsell. Is this customer relevant? Are they valuable to you? Are they costing you too much money than what you're actually bringing in? So analytics gives you that view to see trending on a customer basis. It also gives you the opportunity to see how your contact center is running, who your agents are that are high performers, who are the ones that need a little bit more assistance. Do you have agents that are answering the phone that maybe should only be answering email and vice versa? So it allows you to really get a 360-degree view of how your business is running and where it needs to go.
Okay, Sheila, and now that you have all these metrics and the analytics, outside of the contact center, how can you use this information maybe to better increase the visibility of your contact center or elevate the recognition and value of the contact center within the organization?
That to me is where analytics has the most power. What it allows you to do is get a true measure of what's going on in your contact center. And with the example of Milacron, they were able, once they implemented their analytics solution, to see that they did not have enough agents within the help desk to support quotes and orders. So they brought this information to the C-level and they were able to hire additional agents to help staff the call center. And what analytics also allowed Milacron to do is take components that were a manual process with agents. They used to fax and email shipping notifications out of once a quote became an order to the customers. And now when they were able to review their analytics and see where the agents were spending the most time, they made that process automatic. So it was taking about a 15% decrease of agent time away and allow them to answer more calls for quotes and orders.
That's a really good example. Sheila, while you were at the conference, did you attend any other sessions or hear anything else where companies were talking about the value of analytics that might be interesting to our listeners?
I did. There were some really incredible sessions, and one in particular was Jim Nagel, who is the VP of call center operations at Kohl's. And really, everything that Jim stated about defining what your call center is about, what are your missions, what are your priorities, how do you measure, how do you keep your agents satisfied, all boil down to the fact that if you are not measuring on an analytical level, then all of this information, all the good that you may be doing within your business and across your business won't be captured if you don't have this blanket of analytics to measure.
Well, Sheila, it's been great talking with you today, and thank you for your insight.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to today's podcast, and we look forward to having you join us for the next episode of CINCOM Contact Center Insights. Goodbye for now.